from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Encouraging Schumacher area residents to read and meet their neighbors are among the aims of a book box project. Two of the 10 book boxes coming to Schumacher, Gold Center, and Carrium were unveiled today at the DSB 1 office. They're built by students in the girls' construction class at Timmins High School. Lloyd Salamone led the project, spearheaded by Sasha, the Schumacher Arts, Culture, and Heritage Foundation. He says it marks Schumacher's centennial this year, and it follows a project last year for Sasha's 10th anniversary.
For 2021, we work with the Schumacher Lions Club to install the Schumacher International Peace Park. There's 20 peace poles from various indigenous and ethnic communities.
Partial funding for the book boxes is coming from the philanthropic foundation set up by F.W. Schumacher, the community's founder. We hope they never have to be used, but teddy bears and other stuffies are now permanent passengers in Timmins Police Cruisers and Cochrane District EMS ambulances. They've been delivered from the Timmins Porcupine Rotary Club Teddy Bear Project, a joint effort with Country 93.1. Photographic proof is on mytimmonsnow.com. Make sure to pick up a few extra cans when you're doing your weekly grocery shopping. On Sunday, firefighters will be fanning out across Timmins. Deputy Chief Bernie Stanza says they'll be accepting donations for the city's food banks.
We're going to have maps for everybody for different areas. All the volunteer stations will be involved. If anybody can chip in and help with this, it'd be great.
Can't spare the food? Cash will be accepted too. Federal ministers are keeping mum on whether COVID-19 travel arrangements to get into Canada will change. Several media outlets have reported that by the end of this month, the government will drop proof of vaccination and mandatory random testing at the border. It's rumored use of the ArriveCan app will be optional. All that Liberal ministers will say is the situation is constantly being reassessed and no decision has been made. Regardless, the mandates were set to expire at the end of this month, although the feds can extend them. And Nova Scotians are being warned to brace for a potentially severe weather event as Hurricane Fiona bears down on the Atlantic coast. The advice is to have enough food and water for 72 hours, among other emergency supplies. Fiona is expected to bring pounding rain and wind along with storm surges to the eastern shore of the province. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.